Blog Talk Radio.
Know who it is?
Kiss the death, motherfucker.
LOL.
That was the strong shit on the shelf. Double R, D-Block.
Yeah,
the yo, yo, listen to thugs need it. Hoes gon' use it. Me, I'm just a young nigga that make old music. Shit is real, I put the M on the floor. Keep it with me, cause possession's 9/10 of the law. Here I am, going all out again, doing all that I can. Even had a daughter born out of sin. Nigga, I make pain cinematic. I spit dope and you been an addict. Been a beast like jail, summertime, something big with the scope under the winter jacket. I use the winter tactics, and I know you trying to play the role, but bullets the wrong shit to interact with. I hurt the game, hurt ravine. As soon as you murk something, these niggas will chirp you mean. Yeah, let them all cock ride in my mansion with a bottle, move a novel in the wall, spin counterclockwise. Might as well go on, go and see Poppy. Cause niggas only know three words. He shot me, that's why I be eyeing them down. No gap, no rap. These niggas be wired for sound, but I still put a hole in the goon. Jada Montega still put a hole in the spoon. Pay the bond, lay the bond, lay one. Plenty guns, plenty ammo. Remember this column I say. Get that column on, motherfucker, motherfucker. What? What? Column I say. Get that column on.
Calm
down.
September 21st.
I don't wanna talk much. You getting hawked up and chalked up. Two guns up when you call bus. Heard you got the cops with you. That's a goddamn shame to talk on your album. I thought you had a block with you. Couple niggas to pop with you. You full of shit. And the only thing you got is a couple niggas to drop with you. Waiting for a nigga with a mouth like you. When they said you was the hottest, they meant I was your crew. I'm the hardest in New York City. Think not, I got a Glock. Cheap Luke style, you walk with me. You bitch niggas to die, Larry. I keep the 9 and the 5 series. Won't you come work a 9 to 5 with me? See the bricks move, the stick up pulled. I got the killers laying flat down and pick up too. Pop up and put a clip in your mug. Hate is different than love. It's spread fast as you get me, cuz shit. Let me explain, my brain's on a different wave. Everybody get it now. Fuck it, it's a different day. It suck my dick when I ain't got shit to say. Niggas think I'm dumb, like I ain't put them bricks away. Prepare for the war, anxious to kill. Bing shit, swing shit, leave you shit in the grill. I ain't give a fuck, pen on now. When or how, I mean niggas die, that's a pen on style. What? What?
MixUnit.com.
MixUnit.com. Hey yo, I ain't seen nothing yet. Niggas all threat, pussy when they sober, dogs when they wet. What up, killer? Nigga, please stop front. You don't need to save the whole 5G. My neck don't freeze and my wrist don't either. I don't need it. I just copped a house on a Visa. And I ain't go platinum. First album was a teaser. Now they on my meat like ice in the freezer. Sheet loose. I tell you that boy, he's a problem. Take out blackheads like a tweezer. With his credit, you homie, and let the wolves eat you. We don't need to dump land at you, homie. You either in or you out of it. Cause I got a son now, and you fucking up a lot of shit I gotta get. And I hate for this to get out of hand. To have to give it to a nigga I played with in the sand. Shit, the West Coast barely know the name of our band. That's why I spit it up heat to give a nigga a tan. Alright, I know you got mad cake, okay, nigga, and? She don't give a fuck. I let my gut hang. You one day away from life going to face tuck. This that D block, Alchemist, Heat Rock.
Yo, I'm fucked up, man. He passed that blunt. You busy with my ass, bitch. I'm fucked up. I'm out of here. Let's go. Let's go.
Peace, 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 peace on Black Power Family. Welcome to another episode of Dude Knowledge Radio, the place where knowledge is born. This is your host, Knowledge Born Alive. We are here on our Solidarity Saturday episode, and we're definitely honored and privileged to welcome back to the platform the best that ever do it, the best that ever did it, and the best that ever will do it on the microphone, the multifaceted, multi-talented, multi-layered artist, MC, B. Dot the God is in the building. So that phone number, family, to call in 929-477-1755. We got a limited time with the God, so get him in quick. You understand what I'm saying? So if you got questions, you got comments, you got shout outs, you got testimonials, you can copy the project, you can listen to the project, you want to share your thoughts, 929-477-1755. Press one with your questions and your comments. It becomes my honor and privilege at this time to introduce some, present to others, our guests here on this Black Solidarity Saturday episode. None other than my brother, B. Dot, the God, is in the building.
Peace, peace, man. Hey, hell of a intro. I'm honored. I appreciate that, man. Undeserving. I appreciate that, though.
Oh, man, you better take all that in and be like, hey, man, I receive all that. You understand what I'm saying?
Nah, no
doubt.
But you
did all that.
That's a fact.
We'll do fluff around here. You understand? When you come around your fam, we don't do fluff. If you was all right, like, yeah.
There we go.
You understand, nigga? All right. You understand what I'm saying?
That's
it's
a
real,
fact.
It's
That's
real,
a fact.
Man. You see what I'm saying?
No doubt.
Yeah, man. We here on a sacred day, man. We here on Kwame Ture's day, right here.
Right, right, absolutely.
You see what I'm saying? So
absolutely.
We give an honor and praise to that divine warrior ancestor, man. And we got the personification of Kwame Ture on wax right here.
Powerful.
I had work
right
there.
That, man.
You understand what I'm saying?
I appreciate that.
You know, hip hop's own Kwame Ture. You understand what I'm saying? I can't
appreciate
say
battle
rap no more. I can't say that no more. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can't. You see what I'm saying? Like, you know, I done heard a couple of tracks. You sent me a couple of tracks, you know, a couple of years ago, and I was like, you know, I'm like, okay, all right. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, tracking through this journey right here, we got Coming For By Day.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? And I'm bugging because you got Coming For By Day EP. And for me, this particular EP, this particular project is separated by its title.
Mm-hmm.
You got a coming forth feel. And you got a by day feel in this project. You understand what I'm saying to you?
Mm.
You got a coming forth, like that coming forth, that coming into being, that, you know, Ra on his ship, coming forth, that coming forth aspect. And you got a by day aspect to the project. You see what I'm saying?
Now that's dope.
So, you know, I was listening to the joint, man, and I'm telling you, like, I was listening, like, you know, Who's On My Skin Is My Sand, and, you know, I gave a little bit of excerpts, but, like, really listening and delving into the project, man, you get a chance to see how you connect all of the worlds together. You see what I'm saying? You got the coming forth aspect. You see what I'm saying? So the elevation. You got the elevation. This is the cycle throughout a day. You got the elevation. You see what I'm saying? You got that coming out of the duat and ascending, reaching a height.
Exactly.
That's the coming forth.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? Now, when you're dealing with the by day shit, you understand what I'm saying? Like, to just to get by, like, shit, you got to go through on a daily basis just to get by, just to make it through the day.
Right.
Is another aspect. You understand what I'm saying? So you got the ascension and you got the attention right here. So that's just the title, G. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. So, for real.
I want to kind of get into, you know, some of the behind the scenes stuff that, you know, probably going to be in some kind of visual situation where you sit down and you kind of go through, you know, what the process was like, you know, coming into, you know, coming forth with this, you know, particular project right here.
Yeah, no doubt. Basically, I mean, so it's been a long journey, you feel me, as far as, like, trying to put a project out. And so I was working on my album, and, you know, when you're working on an album, you work with so many different producers, you're in different studios, you're doing different things. So sometimes the frequencies and the energies be different, you know what I mean? So, but I was noticing that every time I was rapping over a beat from a certain producer that goes by the name of J.R. Swift, it was coming across a certain way. And he's a conscious brother himself. You know, he practices, you know, the Moorish ideology or whatnot. So, you know, him being a Moor and everything, he kind of understood where I was coming from the jump. And he was a fan of my battles. So we linked on a music tip. And every time I would hear one of his tracks, I would just feel like the soul in it. I would feel like, you know, we was just on the same frequency. So, you know, I was working on the album, working on music for about, you know, 2 years or whatnot, just trying to, you know, find the right little niche and all that. And I was noticing that the majority of the records I was making with him were all like in unison. It was all kind of working together. So I hit him up and I'm like, look, bro, let's just do a collaborative EP, man, where I do like maybe like 6 or 7 joints, just audio tracks. You just produce the whole joint. So that's how we came, you know, to where we at now with the release of Coming Forth by Day. It's produced entirely by J.R. Swift. And yeah, it's just a beautiful combination of his mind, his thought process, his artistry, you know, with mine. You know, we just made a good marriage between the two. And I feel like, you know, for me, you hit the nail on the head in terms of breaking down the Coming Forth and By Day. That's exactly what I was trying to do. I was trying to, my whole essence, like everything about who I am is being conscious and still being street, because all of my friends still are, you know, all of my relatives and my uncles, like, you know, they still in that, you know, they still saying blood every other word, you know, I can't escape it. It's just my culture growing up out here in Los Angeles County. So what I wanted to do as a person that's just the only one who delved into the books and delved into the consciousness, I want to merge the two. And I mean, I want to merge the two and tell stories that are relatable, like us being conscious and woke and whatnot. We get the premise of the story, you know, and then those who are not, you know, particularly woke or whatnot, they relate to the story because they live in that every day. You know what I mean? So I just wanted to merge the two. And like you said, it's coming forth and it's by day. It's the day-to-day stuff we go through as black people in America or black people worldwide. You know what I mean? So I just wanted to merge the two between the consciousness and the streets. And then, you know, that's how we got Coming Forth by Day.
Yeah, that's classic right there, man. Me sitting down to listen, you see what I'm saying? I thought I was going to give me like a little sample, you know what I mean? And I got a whole buffet, you understand what I'm saying?
Right.
You know,
right.
I'm pretty sure you were listening to The Exchange, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was. That was
dialogue, man. Like, it was all of those heads together, you see what I'm saying? So you got from one end of the spectrum to the other end of the spectrum in regards to that, you know? So I was just really, really bugged out with everybody's reaction, and then Sis came in at the end with the whole swoop, like, boom! You understand what I'm saying? For me, I got a chance to respect the dimensions of your mind, your creativity, and your artistry side. You see what I'm saying? Because the other aspect, I don't even know if this should even make sense, but I'm going to just say it. The other aspect of exposure is really surgical. You see what I'm saying? So you get to see, you know, the battlefield perspective. It's blood, it's gore, it's guts. You understand what I'm saying? It's like, it's finishing. It's Mortal Kombat. You understand what I'm saying? So for this, you get a whole nother Zen gangster vibe. You understand what I'm saying? Like you get like,
right,
okay,
right.
I can go here. Like these are all of the dimensions of my of me. But these are all of the dimensions of me. Don't get it fucked up. You understand what I'm saying? Like this is it. You understand what I'm saying? So
right.
When I heard Split, for instance, you understand what I'm saying?
No
because
doubt.
We all have a tug of war. You know what I'm saying? We all have a tug of war. And you brave enough to just put it out there. Like, fuck it. This is the shit what I be dealing with. Like, if you ever see me just sitting still and you want to know
what I'm thinking at this particular time, this be shit right here. Shit like this right here. You understand what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like so letting people into your mind. You know what I mean? So folks can see how methodical you are. You understand what I'm saying? Like Denzel said in Training Day, I'm surgical with this bitch, Jake. You understand what I'm saying? Like, really?
Yeah.
So this is a whole nother level.
For real, though.
This is Training Day meets Jigsaw in the movie Saw. You see what I'm saying?
Okay, okay.
So you kind of like taking people on this Training Day, and, you know, folks may not make it. You understand what I'm saying? Through this project. But then it's like, okay, you thought this was it. You see what I'm saying? So you saw me battle rapping, and you thought, nah. You woke up in one of them Jigsaw traps and shit. You screaming out like, oh shit, like damn, I didn't expect all this. You see what I'm saying? And you roll in on that bike like, hello, I want to play a game. You understand what I'm saying? So these dimensions that you know, we got a chance to see from you. You know what I'm saying? I was thoroughly impressed. You understand what I'm saying? Thoroughly impressed to see those dimensions. And you know,
appreciate that, man. For real.
Most of the stuff that I heard from battle rappers and 90% of the RBG community was trash, dude. Straight up. I ain't even going front, dude. The shit was trash. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, because you say black power in it or the white man is the devil in it, don't mean that it's going to be hot for me. You understand? You got to do a little better than that. You see what I'm saying?
No, I totally agree.
You know, and on the battle tip, you see what I'm saying? Like, you know, I heard you flip a gun bar in every kind of way possible, but this shit didn't translate over to your writing skills in this other arena. You see what I'm saying?
Right, exactly.
You know that at the beginning part of Training Day, when Jake goes to see Denzel, he says, tell me a story. He's like, what story?
Right, right.
My story, a story. And then he gave him the analogy of him reading his paper after he warned him. He was like, yo, may I read my paper? You understand what I'm saying? Like this, he like, you know
what
this is. You see what I'm saying? This 90% bullshit. It entertains me. When I read it, you won't let me read it, so entertain me with your bullshit. You understand what I'm saying? So this is the kind of listener that's coming to approach these particular projects, and they're looking for something. So it's like, all right, you know, beat out my mans and them, so I'm a support. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Now I want to hear what he got to say. Beat out my mans and them, so I'm a support. That's the initial response, and then you start checking it out. Like,
right.
Oh, shit. You understand what I'm saying? Like, so this is like...
Nah, for real. That's love, though.
Yeah. These are all different dimensions right there that you, you know, you provide through the project. So, you know, whether it was split, whether it was missing you, whether it was brothers, you understand what I'm saying? Whether it was usual. Like, them four tracks to me was like, oh, shit. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I was, like, my wig was blown back just listening to the artistry and the activity and everything that was correlating and corresponding, pulling on different aspects of you. You see what I'm saying? I'm like, God damn, be that a deaf poet or some shit. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you get the wheels turning.
Hey, but look, everybody ain't going to catch all that, man. That's why I appreciate you, bro, for real, because everybody ain't going to be in tune with all of it, you know?
Yeah, I was definitely feeling the joints, man. I had a spoken word piece back in the day called The Duality. I saw a brother on Deaf Poets, and he had a battle against the nigga and the nerd. You understand what I'm saying? Like, he had a nerd in him, blah, blah, blah. You know, he was proper talking. You see what I'm saying? And he had the nigga in him that was raw. You understand what I'm saying? And they both play complementary roles inside of his mind, so he illustrated it in his performance in regards to that. You see what I'm saying? Like, one was trying to assimilate and the other one was like, fuck that. You understand what I'm saying? So, like, you get these dimensions in regards to that. I was like, okay, let me spin this on this, you know, always, you know, everybody knows me as a revolutionary, but do they know this other part? You see what I'm saying? Like, do they know this other aspect? Do they know this, that this is a struggle that you confront it with yourself every day before you start dealing with other people. You see what I'm saying? Are you doing enough? Is it really
right,
worth
exactly.
it? You said, are they really getting this shit? What the fuck am I doing this for? You understand what I'm saying? Like, all these other dimensions.
Exactly.
What happened to everybody else who stood up? And you still making a decision to stand up? Like, you could take a knee and get a Nike deal. You understand? You could take a knee and get a Nike deal. You understand? But when you stand up,
that's a fact. That's true.
You see what I'm saying? The bullets come flying. You know, and they might be literal physical bullets, mental bullets, spiritual bullets. You know what I'm saying? Cash that was fucking with you may not want to fuck with you no more. That's a bullet. You see what I'm saying? Your lady don't understand what you're going on. See you in this kind of torment and pain in the mental and try to be there for you. She don't know how to be there for you. You see what I'm saying? Like all kind of stuff. What your children are being exposed to versus what you're teaching them. All of that. You see what I'm saying? And then, you know, it goes later on in cycles when they get around children, other children who haven't gone under the study. They're like, what is this? You see what I'm saying? Like, what is this? You know, like, so all of these things come along with this tug of war and shit. You see what I'm saying? And I felt the atonement vibe from, like, usual. You see what I'm saying? Like, usual. Like, creating a new normal. You see what I'm saying? Like, creating a new normal, like, in an environment where, you know, you basically taught to hate women. You understand what I'm saying? That this cultural context that we living in and siphoning in from the dominant culture teaches us to hate women. You see what I'm saying? To see them as only the objects of desire and not really put anything into them but expect everything from them. You see what I'm saying? So this type of mind frame that you put forth in the track is like, yo, you know, I'm working on my shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm working on it. I acknowledge it that this was a problem, and I apologize. You understand what I'm saying? Like, that shit hit me. You know what I'm saying? I was like, oh, damn.
Thank you, bro. Thank you.
What kind of courageous conversation is that now? You know? I said on the other show, I think I'll say it again, like, this project coming forth by day is like a conversation starter for a community healing type of vibe. You see what I'm saying? Like, art appreciation folks should have this there. It should be little circles gathered where you could come kind of relate to people, especially the youth, you know, with this current strain of music that they have out. You understand what I'm saying? Like, the one little positive song they got out there, you know, Billy Ray came in that motherfucker and hijacked it. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you know, that one little vibe that's out there, you know, that Old Town Road song or whatever, you know what I'm saying? The vultures came, swooped in and snatched it up and pulled it up out of there. You understand what I'm saying? Like, nah, you can't have that. You see what I'm saying? You on it, but you can't have it. You know, so, like, as far as our relationships in regards to communication, I think this is a conversation starter. In the way that Hidden Colors was designed to be, you know, the way folks
right, I see what you're saying.
From their perspective, and, you know, get from it what they're supposed to get from it. But, you know, you remember that movie Crash?
Yep, sure do.
I think after Crash was like the first time I realized that the people that was around me had brains and shit. You understand? Like, after we watched Crash, it was like a 3-hour conversation about Crash. You see what I'm saying? Like, it was like a 3-hour super fan session.
Yeah,
you know, I'm looking at my cousin and shit like, oh shit, you read? You know what I mean? Like, I'm just fucking like, you see what I'm saying? Like, because if it wasn't, like, you know, a certain type of fashion coming from a certain kind of way, us connecting together with that whole thing was something that was really deep. You see what I'm saying? So it took, you know, a crash for us to have a mental crash. You see what I'm saying? And connect and see one another, maybe for the first time, you know? So
this
project right here, you know, really kind of, you know, is another crash. You see what I'm saying? In 2019, like, pow. You understand? And at the end of the movie, you see this whole thing starts over again. Like, you know, somebody else crashes into a car, and that whole thing starts all over again. You see what I'm saying? So,
yeah, that's a fire comparison. I'll take it.
So is there any kind of plans for, you know, like some community engagement, blah, 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 you see what I'm saying, from you in regards to what you're doing or already doing?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I got a couple things in the works right now I'm trying to put together. A good friend of mine that I grew up with, he moved up to Seattle, went to college up in Seattle, and he's actually a child psychiatrist now, or a youth psychiatrist. He started an organization up in Seattle to where he mentors young black men, help them through their struggles and, you know, through the streets and the shit we got to deal with as young black men. He's actually moving back to Los Angeles to try to start that out here, and he wants me to partner with him. So we've been going over that, trying to get that together. And also just, you know, my own ideas, man. That's probably going to take a long time for me to really put them in the works, but my dream is to really have an African-centered school, like an African-centered elementary school, to really teach these babies, you know what I mean? Like, obviously teach them the normal curriculum, normal things they need to know, math and science and all that, but just have it African-centered to where they feel, you know, encouraged with themselves and who they are. You know, it's the same way we go into, like, Jewish communities and Korean communities. I don't know if it's like that out there, but out here in LA, like, it's, you know, everybody got their own little community. You know, you can go into a Jewish community, they got their own schools, they got their own recreation centers, you know, just things of that nature. That's like my ultimate goal, to create something like that out here for young black kids. So that's something I'm working on too. Obviously that's going to, you know, be a lot of work, and it's going to take me a long time, but that's one of my ultimate goals. So between that, my boy with the youth psychiatry that he's providing, between that and those two things, and also just getting into some different business endeavors. You know, obviously we all been inspired by the great Nipsey Hussle and his passing and the blueprint that he laid out. So, you know, just trying to expand, man. Just the music, you know, is cool. The battles is cool. I'm just trying to use all this as a stepping stone to really, really make an impact in the communities and really, you know, create a better environment for my children to grow up in, you know? So that's like the ultimate goal. Like the art, like the artistry, like, this is all entertainment and it's cool, but, you know, it's other stuff that we really need to apply to ourselves and really live instead of just, you know, rapping about and all that kind of stuff. So I'm trying to really, really apply it and actually make a change.
That's what I'm talking about, man. That's what I'm talking about.
I do got a performance question to ask, though. I did, you know what I'm saying? And I know we only got a little bit of time, so we could play a couple of the joints for the folks who ain't heard them. you are a creme de la creme in regards to performance, you know, and delivery.
Okay.
I saw
Appreciate
some footage
that,
of you performing. Is this performance a different, is this multi-layered, or are you able to show different dynamics as far as your performance that you find, you know, performing the project versus, you know, chopping off Cortez's head or Strickland or somebody. You understand what I'm saying? Like, is it a different aspect of yourself, or what are you finding? Is there a difference, or nah, it's all the same game?
Yeah, man, it is a difference. You know what I mean? Because, you know, when you battle rapping, for the most part, you really, especially me with the kind of content that I write and how my approach is in battle rap, I'm really trying to, like, dig into your soul. So my whole performance and everything I'm saying is for you, you know what I mean? And I, you know, I pander to the crowd and do those different things that you need to do as an all-around good performer and good battle rapper. But for the most part, you know, I was trying to delve into the, you know, the soul of my opponent and really, like, just pick that apart. And I wanted him to feel that pain. I wanted him to feel like, damn, you know, Stu B-Dot is not playing with me. You know, that's how I always try to, like, approach it. So obviously when you're performing your music, it's more of an intimate setting. It's more of a, you want to really, really connect with the fans and connect with the people out in the audience and really have them connect with the music and understand your plight and what you're trying to say. So it's completely different, completely different. You know what I'm saying? And especially, you know, if you're able to perform with a live band, my performance on June 14th, the same day we dropped the album, or the EP rather, we had a performance out here in Reseda, California, and I was able to have a live band, keyboardist and drummer. So, you know, it was dope. It's just more of a vibe. It's just more of a, you know, I guess the best word I could use is the word I already use. It's just more intimate. You know, it's just more in tune. And obviously my raps and my music is introspective and everything. So I just think people are able to just listen to, you know, my plight and what I have to say, as opposed to battling. It's really destructive and combative and contentious. And it's just for me to try to destroy somebody. But when I'm performing my music, I feel like we building together.
Right. Yeah. I mean, and you're definitely dealing with some premium heat over here. You understand what I'm saying? So, what kind of reception have you received? Like, I know virtually, you know, you share some things with people, and, you know, is it the same kind of, you know, reception you received as a battle rapper, you know?
Nah, you know, it's weird, man, because as a battle rapper, you know, no disrespect to the culture, but battle rap fans, calm down, Malcolm. Battle rap fans, you know, I'm going to just keep it a buck, man. Battle rap fans are some of the worst people on earth, man. It's really like, it's like the scum of the earth, because, you know, it's like battle rap is a blood sport. So it's the same type of people that would line up, let's say, during the, when the Europeans was doing their gladiator bullshit and they was fighting to the death and chopping each other's heads off. It's that same type of, like, aspect, like, with the fans and the crowd. They just there to see blood. They just there to see somebody get their head cut off. They don't care who it is or what's going on. So, you know, that's more of a wide-ranging reception that you're going to get, because everybody's just there to see, to be entertained by you being disrespectful or saying this or saying that. And then obviously with my music, it's more fine-tuned to where, you know, obviously I'm a conscious brother, and I'm telling stories. You got to have the patience, you know, to listen to the story all the way through. You got to have patience to really try to figure out what I'm doing, you know what I mean? So the reception is really different. I'm getting great reception, of course, you know, people that have gave it a listen and checked it out. You know, they loving it and they understand my plight, but it's not going to be as large as the battle rap reception. You know what I mean? I could do a battle rap tomorrow and probably get like 3,000 to 500,000 views. You know what I mean? I put a video out, you know, like my Grand Rising joint. We put that video out and I think I'm like only at like 3,000 views. You know what I mean? But that's just part of the game. You know what I mean? Especially for me as a quote unquote conscious artist trying to break through, you know what I mean? So, I don't complain about it. I'm very appreciative for anybody that's checked out the project and tuned in, you know. But yeah, the battle rap crowd and the music crowd is just two different crowds, man. It's like, it's crazy how the difference between the two.
That's a good analogy right there. You know, the gladiator fans, you know. I think they submerged themselves in a subsection of a culture and an art form that kind of turned this way based off of external influences. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
So they got this bloodlust type of vibe. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. Perfect way to put it.
In certain situations, this is remarkable. That's a remarkable skill and talent, and we need that. We need them people to be able to do what needs to be done when it's time, you know? We need that.
Right.
But for the larger part, it, you know, it's kind of like, you know, some people are that way. And then some folks want to be that. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like, some people are really in this way, this kind of way. And then some other folks, it's like, oh, I'm oohing because he oohed. Or I'm ahhing because I'm, you know, not, you know what I'm saying? Not really
No, I got you. They just like, yeah, we here. You know, Nas is like, you the type of cat to shoot a leg to get your name known. You understand what I'm saying? Like, that really meant something. So, you know, as an MC, you used to be able to have to battle. You see what I'm saying? And then for them to take one aspect of what an MC is and create a subset culture for it. You understand what I'm saying? It used to be fun. You understand what I'm saying? It used to be fun. Like, you know, my cousin is Hami Ham. You know, he did that shit for fun. You understand what I'm saying? Like, he did it for fun. You know, it was really trying to figure all this stuff out. There wasn't no money in it or nothing like that. It was, like, for fun and for respect. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you know, before 8 Mile and all this other shit, you see what I'm saying? Like, they was on the rooftops and all that shit. You see what I'm saying? Doing that. And he's a dope MC. But then he got into the battle arena, and they like, yo, he an ill battle rapper. I'm like, is that it? Is that what you got from my cousin? You understand what I'm saying? Like, nah, that's a cat if he was like shoestring, you know, ice cream. You just start throwing words at him. He like, boom, 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 hitting him, boom, 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 boom. You see what I'm saying? So you go from all of that to just like disaster when he was like skin and bones. You understand what I'm saying? Like when he was just a little dude.
Right,
you know what
right.
I mean? Like you go back that far to, you like, okay, you just missed all of the artistry. Then you like, okay, I'm about to come out with a project. I'm about to come out by day. They're like, do you struggle with, you know, being branded as a battle rapper and then trying to be respected as an MC? Like, nigga, I was an MC before I got here. You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like,
right.
I was really an MC before I got here. You know, this became an opportunity that it presented itself, so I shifted my approach here. But that's it. You see what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. That's just bugged out in regards to these little pockets that was created for people to fall into. You see what I'm saying? So I'm like, you know, these cats is real crafty with they approach. You see what I'm saying? Like, look at what they done with mainstream hip hop. You see what I'm saying? Like, it didn't start like this, you know. And, you know, folks is looking at you like they gentrified the place. Like, what you doing here? You understand what I'm saying? Like, an art form that you cherished and it was a way of, for real. You know, messages is really gentrified. So, you know, it ain't just your hoods being gentrified, it's your minds and your spirits being gentrified by these external influences. You see what I'm saying? So it's really there. So, yeah, it's refreshing to know that artistry still exists and, you know, this particular art form that you're dealing with and the way that you're able to craft and show creativity, brilliant, with remarkable timing, and the shit sound dope on top of it. You understand what I'm saying? You know, that's a major factor. You know, so with production,
I appreciate all of these
marketing tools that you got right there. I mean, I'm just excited to see, you know, what's next, you know, musically, and what's next in your community role. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, anything that I can do to help you, you know what I'm saying? And whatever you're doing, on whatever endeavor it is, you know what I'm saying? I ain't got a phone call, missed call, text, inbox, DM, or whatever, smoke signal. You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying? And, you know,
that's
I definitely
love, bro. I appreciate that.
You ascend. You know, I want to see you ascend. And, you know, you put it on for the culture, you know, put it on for
Absolutely.
The culture and put it on for the family, and you put it on the line at the same time. You see
yeah.
what I'm saying? Like, this
yeah,
is a risk. You understand? Like, this is
yeah,
a
yeah,
risk.
Yeah. I know that's a fact.
You know what I mean?
That's a fact.
Like, what's my man name? Like, Arsenal. Like, I loved Arsenal on the microphone, but I don't think I could listen to Arsenal. He's like, y'all got a project. I'd be like, whatever. You understand what I'm saying?
Right,
like,
right.
We from the same city. You understand what I'm saying? I'd be like, whatever,
yeah.
man. I'm good, man. I'm good.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? So, you kind of made it hard for cats to transition in a way. If they don't step
hey,
it up.
Hey, man, that's on them, man. I find it interesting how they, for some reason, they're not paying attention to the industry and what's working. You know, and it's like everybody want to be gangster still on the mic, but it's like gangster rap ain't really working.
It's either right. introspective rap, like Kendrick, J. Cole,
right.
Drake, whoever else, you know what I'm saying? Or you doing the mumble rap bullshit. But there's no in between. Ain't no gangster rappers like popping no more. Like that's out, you know. So it's interesting to me when I see these battle rappers still trying to be gangsters in the booth. You know, it's kind of crazy.
Right.
But to each his own.
Yeah, it's a season for it, you know. And I think that even in the battle arena has reached this plateau. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
For as many of those gritty grindies that are out there, it's folks that appreciate what you say, no matter where you're saying it. You see what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I didn't know who you was when I seen that Strickland joint. I said, God.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that was like a, because it didn't have, you know, like your name or nothing like that. Like, folks were just passing around the video, like, yo, he killed this white boy. I'm like, This is good for my spirit to even hear. You understand what I'm saying? I'm like, whoo!
Right.
Like, surgically tore apart this cat, like, boom, 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 boom. And that was a round.
Yeah.
I think that was, like, the third round. You see what I'm saying? I'm like, just hearing that resonate and folks sharing it, like, yo, this dude killed his white boy, man. I'm telling you. I'm like, damn. You understand what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. This,
like, that spirit of insurrection is there. You see what I'm saying? This is, do you know why you wasn't able to speak in certain places? You understand? Like why you would see our ancestors, our sisters with the muzzle over their mouth. You see what I'm saying? They could say something to destroy your whole world. You understand what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Like, so that power of the tongue is important, and everything that you say is intentional. So when you got this type of trajectory pushing this way, I'm like, oh, shit. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. right.
I mean, so it's like a fresh air. And then to say, okay, I can use this tongue to heal, and I can use this tongue to kill. And you get a chance to see both in your lifetime. Like, boom, like, oh, he was lethal with this motherfucker. Like, oh, shit, he raised homie from the dead right here. Did y'all just see that shit? Like, oh, okay. Yeah. So, again, these are all attributes attributed to Kwame Ture. You see what I'm saying? These are all attributes to Kwame Ture and his vibe and his ability to be able to do these things. You see what I'm saying? Like, when the Vietnam War was at its height, Kwame Ture said, hell no, we won't go. That's where the whole slogan came from him. You understand what I'm saying? Like that whole man and black, you know, black power. You see what I'm saying? Like, so you dealing with that vibe from these kind of levels. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, then I see you out there with the war paint on. You understand what I'm saying? Black African power. You see, like, man, look, man.
That's right.
Yeah. So I know you got to bounce you on the timeline. Give me two joints to play, man. Two joints to play, and cause my favorite joints change by the day depending on the mood I'm in. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you know.
Right. Mine's too.
Yeah. So
yeah, I would say play Ashe and Ra.
Okay. All right. I see how you feeling today. You understand what I'm saying? I see how you feeling today. It's how you feeling like
yeah.
Feeling like God today.
for real.
It's still early out there. You coming forth right now. You see what I'm saying? Later on, you're gonna be the bidet. Like, yo, brother. I wrote that shit, but I wrote that shit. You see what I'm saying? So yeah. All right, we're gonna deal with that. We got Ashe coming on.
All right, no doubt. And we all gonna get it.
We've been doing it since the beginning. Big body gang, switching the names. All of my niggas is trying to win it. You see the change, ain't nothing changed. Talk about it if you got a minute. I've been going through some things. I've been coping with the pain. Now I'm open to the fame. Cause I've been focused on the aim. Now we all gon' get it. I bet we all gon' get it.
All of my brothers come from the bottom. We ain't vote for no Hillary Rodham. We ain't vote for no Donald Trump either. We gon' eat, but don't try to force feed us. Them ain't my niggas, but they're my niggas. Yeah, we all from the bottom. Yeah, we all from the dirt, so we carry street sweepers. Ain't nothing you can teach us. Puffin' on some reefer, trying to go cop the latest Jordan just to keep up with all the divas. Sound system in the whip, trap music going through the speakers. Blew my tweeters. Grandma tell a little boy in the sandbox that he needed Jesus. Actually, now that we need pistols for the enemies with issues, try to get you. This is gangbang territory. This is stage 5 category. Where the man said the streets high. Cold murder, give him 3 shots. Just to get stripes like Adidas. Niggas running for you for your Reeboks. Single mother trying to detox. Oldest son trying to sling rocks. What a paradox. Put the paranoia, make your open Pandora box. Run a paradise. Taking chances, hoping that it lands you out in paradise. What a paradigm shift. Air in my clip. Even though I got a righteous mind, gotta keep in mind that the next man ain't gotta care for my shit. Like,
yeah, we all gon' get it. Yeah, we all gon' get it. All of my niggas is out here sinning. We've been doing this since the beginning. Big body gang, switching the lanes. All of my niggas is trying to win it. You see the change, ain't nothing changed. Talk about it if you got a minute. I've been going through some things. I've been coping with the pain. Now I'm open to the fame. Cause I've been focused on the aim. And we all gon' get it. I think we all gon' get it. But we don't see no difference. So here to keep your distance.
All of my homies is banging something. All of my homies is crippled blood. Pull up on them, they ain't saying nothing. Police tried to get him with the gang of justice. From the bottom, wasn't giving nothing. They was taught to go and get it dumping. Just some youngins looking up to nothing. Trying to holler at the latest function. Pistol on them, and that's for protection. Ain't nobody giving good direction. Look in the mirror, his own reflection. Looking too unfamiliar, no recollection. Gotta get it, ain't no second guessing. He gon' press back if the police press him. He don't know nothing but perseverance. They try to stop him, but he don't hear. All my brothers practice tribalism. That's cause they on a survival mission. Free my little brother, Tiny Strut. Fuck all the bullshit, I really miss him. Won't let the system just Willie lynch him. If I could, I go bring blood up out of prison. The voice of the youth, man, we gotta listen. Gotta hear a young nigga's disposition. Red and blue, it ain't no fucking difference. Police try to stuff us both in prison. Let's come together for bigger missions. And name these guns at the real opposition. Unity, yeah, that's my proposition. Red, black, green, garbage shit. That's the key to start up the ignition. Time to get up, y'all, let's go and get it.
Yeah, we all gon' get it. Yeah, we all gon' get it. All of my niggas is out here sinning. We've been doing this since the beginning. Big body gang, switching the lanes. All of my niggas is trying to win it. You see the change, ain't nothing changed. Let's talk about it if you got a minute. I've been going through some things. I've been coping with the pain. Now I'm open to the fame. Cause I've been focused on the aim. And we all gon' get it. I think we all gon' get it. But we don't see no difference. So here to keep your distance.
Hey, JR, what I tell you, dog? We got one. We gon' get to this shit by any means necessary. You already know what it is. Coming forth by day. Calculate the circumference, and in the bubble I stumble upon brother K. Dot.
These conversations don't really happen a lot. Total peace, God.
Shalom.
That's how we first greeted. I telegraph my thoughts from the spot where the soul's seated. Inquisitive, asking questions to my brother Kendrickson. He's seen the face of God like Jacob seen it in Genesis 32:30. I didn't speak a word, but he heard me. I exercised my mind like a burpee. Told him I was a student, so I had to ask him questions. Never to disrespect him, but only to learn a lesson. I asked him what's the difference between himself and the reverend. He said, priests of the Most High do no half stepping. Said Jesus ain't the name for the Son of the Most High. Started speaking in Hebrew, said his name was Yahawashah. That's when I had to interject with all due respect. I know about Yahawashah, the Son of the Architect. I'm just trying to understand how to overstand truth. Was he black? Was he white? Did he live? Where's the proof? That's when he said, Shalom, I see you got a wise dome. But if you don't believe, I can't tell you what to see. What you want to see, a body? You want an autopsy of the Son that was heaven sent? Why do you need the evidence? I told him I believe that shit was all a gimmick. Plagiarism, some concepts born out of ancient Kemet. That's Egypt if you need it. And tell your rabbi about the 42 laws of my eyes before the Sinai. That shit was written in stone. They still got the bones of the mummies from the land of the black burning sand where the Greeks crossed over. European hypocrisy from Plato to Socrates. They developed philosophies from Nile Valley Africans. He got to laughing when I said that. He said, yo, Ock, you need to dead that. Nigga, you not from Egypt. You a Hebrew. For 400 years, we was enslaved in that region. Smack my lips just to show him I don't believe him. And ask him if that's the case, how did we separate? Because if people was enslaved, then we know they surely was raped. So we truly gotta crack open this case. Cause if Egypt was black and Israel was black, wouldn't we all one? Do you make subscriptions to that? He said, see, that's when you need scripture to paint the picture. Cause God said he will sever anybody that differs from the chosen people. And Egypt is purely evil. You read too many books, man, that shit can mislead you. I gave a chuckle as I gave my rebuttal. You read that one book and you can be in deep trouble when you don't know the authors. Written scripts from a handful. Put it in one book, Constantine and the Council.
I got so many theories and suspicions. I don't fuck with no organized religions. Today is the day I follow my intuitions. Let the ancestors guide me and help me with my decisions. Rah rah, rah rah, rah rah, rah rah. I'm in rah, I'm in rah, rah rah.
Hey, I appreciate your time, man, coming through, blah, blah, blah. You said to say, you know, you're about to be in rotation over here.
Always love, God, got, appreciate you.
If you got any closing remarks, any shout-outs, any acknowledgments, anything you want to plug, let everybody know where they can get this amazing project at, where they can purchase the project, how they can support you, you know what I'm saying, in all of your laudable endeavors, you see what I'm saying, and, you know, what they need to be on the lookout for.
Yeah, no doubt. So yeah, follow me on Instagram. It's b.thegod, with the underscores in between the words. So b.the_god. Follow me on there. You can keep up with everything I'm doing. I'm also on Twitter as well as just b.thegod. With no, you ain't got to worry about the underscores. Also on my clothing brand, Kenfolk Clothing. You can check us out at kenfolkclothing.com. BigCartel.com, and that's all spelled with a K. So Kenfolk Clothing is spelled with a K. So KINFOLKKLOTHING. So Kenfolk Clothing with a K for clothing. BigCartel.com. And yeah, as far as the project coming forth by day is available on all streaming platforms. So you can get it on. You can listen to it on Tidal, Spotify. What else? Any of them, man. It's everywhere. Amazon,
YouTube Music app. It's pretty much everywhere. Any streaming app that you can find, it'll be on there for y'all to check it out, man. So I appreciate all the love and support. Anybody that already tapped into it, I appreciate you. For those who haven't tapped into it, you know, give it a listen. And hopefully you like it, man. I appreciate y'all for real.
Word. Shout out to you for coming through. You know what I'm saying? Don't be a stranger. This, you know, this is your other home. You know what I'm saying? Away from home.
Appreciate you.
Virtual, anything you want to promote, anything you want to shout out, anything you want to draw folks' attention to. You know what I'm saying? You're always welcome. As you always been welcome, you always will be welcome here on this platform. What's up with the podcast before you go? What's up? What's going on with that?
I don't know, man. I might not do it. You know what I'm saying? I gotta figure it out. To be honest with you, I gotta figure out the fan base and the demographic that I really want to speak to, and kind of how I want to do it. You know, I think we did two or three episodes, through a friend of mine through his YouTube channel, which is Ruin Your Day. But I'm not sure if that's his fan base on his YouTube channel is the fan base that, you know, I need to be speaking to. So I got some things I got to figure out, but definitely something I want to continue doing. I just got to figure it out.
Well, holla at me. I mean, I got like 920 episodes worth of experience. You know what I'm saying? It may not be a lot, you know what I'm saying?
But, no, that's a lot. No,
I can help you better than I can help myself. You know what I mean?
Right. No, definitely. I'm going to definitely be reaching out on that. For real.
So, yeah, I got a couple of other platforms, too, in mind, you know what I'm saying, if you're willing, you know, to sit down with some folks, man, in some other places. You see what I'm saying? More in the likeness and in the demographic that you're looking to reach. So, you know, one of them anyway. You see what I'm saying? You're multi-talented, so, you know, you can speak to a bunch of different people at one time. You know what I'm saying? So, just, you know.
Right.
I put you with a couple of people, you know what I mean? So that way they can, you know, folks got a lot of respect for you, you know, as an artist. So, you know, they need to get a chance to get in tone with you as a person. You see what I'm saying?
No, I appreciate that.
Yeah, man.
No, no doubt. I appreciate that for real.
Appreciate you coming through, and this is yours, so you could download it, upload it, you know, chop it up, whatever, you know, if you got that tech-savvy skillage, you see what I'm saying, to be able to do that, you know, and, you know, do it how it needs to be done, so that way you can use this as a further promotional tool. You got a review, you know what I'm saying, from, you know, somebody.
No doubt.
Who kept it 1,000, which hopefully, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so, you know, this is yours. No, this is yours to keep.
That's love, God. I appreciate you.
All right. Love to the fam, man. Love to you and your queen, man, and the seeds, man. You know, we always here.
No doubt, God. I appreciate that.
All right, Jake.
All right, peace.
Peace, God. All right, fam, we're about to get up out of here, man. Shout out to Beat Out to God, man, for coming through, getting this independent review. Make sure, you know, all these streaming platforms is out there, you know, so support our own. You see what I'm saying? Support someone who has a message of empowerment, a message of the real, and someone who can move the culture forward in the way that it needs to be. You see what I'm saying? So shout out to Beat Out to God, man. Happy Born Day one more time to our honorable warrior ancestor, Kwame Ture, man. Keep him on your mind and your heart. And if you don't know who that is, you know, take an opportunity to use YouTube, hear some of his speeches, you know, get into some of his work and get into some of his life. That's definitely truly one who put it on for us. So Kwame Ture, formerly known as Stokely Carmichael. So we're about to be up out of here. If you like what you heard, subscribe to the show. www.blogtalkradio.com/DothenounceRadio. That's DothenounceRadio. We got two college scholarships that we're working on for two young men that are going to college in the fall. And the goal is to raise $2,000 for them, $1,000 each for these young men to have in their hands, you know, by the time they go to school in the fall. So anyone that is interested in donating any amount, they can do so via PayPal, paypal.me/newknowledgeradio, or Cash App. Knowledge won't allow these young men are distinguished, you know, they got accepted into, you know, a multitude of universities, and, you know, they narrowed down their choice to go to the school. So, you know, we want to be able to do things like this, you know, for young brothers and sisters as they go forward to be creative and to be of service to their community. Both of these young brothers have identified themselves. So, you know, raising those funds to try to get to these young men in regards to helping them solidify their space and place in the future. So again, paypal.me/DoomKnowledgeRadio or DoomKnowledgeRadio19@gmail. And your Cash App is cash.me/$KnowledgeBornAlive. One more time, shout out to Beat Out the Guy. Shout out to all my family in attendance. And it's only an upswing from here. You know, we're working with some brothers and sisters on the continent. So look forward to hearing those stories, folks who have repatriated, and, you know, folks on the west side, Ghana, working with an amazing sister, Queenie, over there to facilitate those conversations. So we'll be hearing live from the continent, hear, you know, life lessons and true stories from folks that actually made that journey, and, you know, for folks who lived there. So two amazing stories. I will be in Atlanta tomorrow for the event hosted by Blue Pill. Hey, Rashid and some brothers and sisters will be in the building having a metaphysical conversation. So we will be in that mix somehow. And, you know, we get a time for some kind of sit down, and it'll just be, you know, what it is. So, you know, check us out. We're going to be in Atlanta making some things happen. You can follow the show on Twitter at KnowledgeBorn15 on Twitter and on Instagram. KnowledgeBornAlive357 on Instagram. So again, peace, love, Black Power, and we will see you tomorrow.
As a gangbanger, right, when you go on a mission, you might, when you're looking for your so-called enemy, you're driving through a different hood down the street. You know it's an invisible line. You cross this street, now you're in another hood. And you hunt. And when you're looking, you're going to pass up the dude that's dressed square, right? You're going to pass up a dude from a different race. When you see somebody that's dressed like you dress and got the walk like you got and got the body language like you, you're going to say, there you go, get him. And that's deep.
Whew.
You know what I'm saying? When you really unpack that.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? You looking for yourself just on the other side of town.
Where I'm from is so wild. The accessories, black and miles and 40 cows. The apparel is red chucks and flannels. All my niggas watching the struggle, won't change the channel. This is basic cable, they basically raise you with these fables of that black authenticity. A gangster's what you're meant to be. No data in the house, only data is programmed mentally. We get to think, at 22 is a lucky age we'll get to see. Trying to see the sights, but might lose your life when you get to blink. And this is me, trying to swim with the sharks around me. I see the grow of fear into these deep waters that drown me. So I'm with the finished blood, I'm with the finished blood, I'm with it. As I'm going through the closet looking for that cherry fitted. This pee on my half a pie room, nigga. Best believe it. And PIP to all of my niggas, no longer breathing. What I'm thinking is my phone get to ringing. My nigga demon, yo, what's up, blood?
What's cracking, bro? What's some shit that we gotta do?
What happened, fool?
Some shit went down with Lil Deuce, I thought you knew.
But what you mean with them?
Man, they shot him down, the shots went through his mama crib.
His mama crib?
They shot at where his mama live. And him and his mama ain't even got his kid, this shit is sick.
Wait, who did this shit?
Blood, you know who did it. We ain't gotta talk on the phone, we gon' pick you up in a minute, you with it?
For sure, blood, just hit me when y'all outside, and I'll be ready to ride. I hope they ready to die, on rules.
I know if I kill you, I'm killing myself, but I'm still into killing myself. This poison ain't helping my health. I know if I kill you, I'm killing myself, but I'm still into killing myself.
In the whip with that ill intent, I ain't Trey. I won't ask to be let out, just let out this barrel that leave these niggas with
scarecrow, yo, who we looking for?
Two niggas in the all-white Camaro, the homie said they know where they be at.
Well, give me the burner, I need that. Y'all niggas relax, point me to where to squeeze at.
You short blood?
Yeah, I'm short blood, that's what the war does. And as I say that, I think in my mind about how they forced us through gentrification to shoot at the same situation. He just like me, no father, so single mama had raised him. His papa was vacant, mama couldn't replace him. He wanted the Jordans, not the Asics, so he decided to bang crib. I was dazing, snapped out of it, fuck it, I won't back out of it.
Blood, did them niggas go right there?
That is not the whip, you said an all-white Camaro.
Well, that's as white as a kid. Give me the burner back if your ass is gonna act like a bitch.
I ain't no bitch, blood, just pull up on these motherfuckers slow. These niggas need to see my face, I'm trying to let these niggas know. Got out the window as I had that extendo. Life was happening at that moment, I froze. That's when them thoughts got to flashing like recollection. I recognized him, I wanted to ask him if he knew me. Perhaps it was some type of distant attachment. He looked just like me, so frightening. The resemblance was striking. But I snapped out of it, demon screaming,
just
like Nike.
You know it without a doubt. I had plans for you. You was bleak, I was Jay. All the homies would go crazy off the heat we would play. I am my brother's keeper, keep a hand on the heater. But I ain't been the same since you got locked, bro, I need you. This is real shit through the speakers. Fuck the blood shit and fuck the gang shit. This is that big brother love shit. I hate to see you get watched by the system. I should've did more. While you behind the bars, you who I live for, nigga. Verses I sent you. Damn, how many times I said I miss you? I dried up all the tears, I don't even need a tissue. Your son going through some things, I know it's all mental. He ain't been the same since you left, and it's different now. And you probably wanted us to be close, but we distant now. And I'm missing half. You would always have the biggest smile. You was a Q fan, that was more in the Jigga style. Uncle D, one second to none. You was loved around the hood, you lose breath in the lungs of the young. I got the phone call, they said you had lupus. I'm looking up to God like, how could you do this? My mama said, don't even go and see you, cause you wasn't looking like yourself. You was losing your health and she felt like I couldn't handle it. This shit was damaging, I'm missing you. Forever, I'ma always keep a candle lit. You ever change, they need to know your name. You remind them of the pain. Tell them all about me, I was murdered, I was slain. Stood my ground like a queen, to my door they shouldn't have came. Let freedom ring, they try to make our people sing the national anthem like we a part of this nation. Tell them we need revolution, reminiscing of Haitian. Don't have your energy wasted, got no time for debating. Get the Hebrews, the Moors, and get all the Kemetics. Get the Yorubas and Igbos, that's how you connect it. Put the differences aside, ask them all, could they ride for me? I die for y'all, would you die for me? And I accept your apology. Honestly, this came to me in the form of a dream. Cora Gaines was speaking to me, what does all of this mean? Told her we missing her, I promised we would honor the queen. Cora Gaines. Rest in peace to Cora Gaines. Free my little brother, Theo Alexander. Free all the homies that's locked up, Big Struck. All the real ones, feel me? Rest in peace to my Uncle Derek. Rest in peace to my Uncle Tad Al. Missing you. Yeah.